What does that mean for premium priced AI? I mean, there's always going to be a place for them, right? But is it going to be growing as quickly as we've seen over the last few years?
I think there's Jevons paradox that's going to be like constantly on supercharge right now. The lower the price goes, like the biggest risk we have as an industry is if this gets too expensive, where the cost of tokens is disproportionately higher than the value it generates, then people pull back. So actually the cost per token going down is better for the model providers, because when the cost goes down, people use it more, but your value is actually commensurate to what you're paying per token.
Let me push back on that point. Yeah. We actually don't know if the value is commensurate, and that's what...
No, I'm saying it's not right now.
Right.
Yeah. So if it's not, and if the price goes down, that's actually better, because then people actually use it more.
Is that a problem, though? I mean, do you think that that will hit demand? Some of these questions over return on investment and value. I mean, Scott was just here basically saying that if you don't get enough value from our product, we're going to pay $10 million for your usage. So it feels like everyone is scrambling to show that they're providing value. But this is a question, too, that like is not new, right? That hit the AI trade, the public AI trade before. It's kind of been off to the races recently, but there's some of that skepticism creeping back in.
I think there's a natural governor